And a good afternoon to you. Glad to have you with us. Appreciate you being on board. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord here on a wet. I didn't realize it's going to get wet this soon. I'll be honest with you. I had some hay uncovered and just wasn't planning on it coming in this fast. But it did anyway, didn't it? So, run home, got it covered up. And so, not a lot, but it's a precursor to what's coming in. Mostly cloudy tonight, but then good chance of rain for tomorrow. All right, we're glad to have you with us, and we're grateful to the Lord for his blessing today and to appreciate all the Lord is up to. Let me encourage folks to be in the house of the Lord tonight, be in the midweek service, be an encouragement. The Bible tells us that we are to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. But inasmuch as you see the day approaching, and so the harder the times get, listen to me, the harder that times get, the more faithful you need to be to the house of God. I'm telling you, it's one of those things that you say, well, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. No, you're right. You don't. But, you know, going to church and having a desire to go to church is one of the signs that you are a Christian, because you love the brethren, the scripture says. So having a desire to assemble is one of those signs, one of those testimonies, or one of those witnesses that you are redeemed, that you want to be around other people of like faith. Yeah. It's a sign. It's a witness that what God has done something on the inside. All right, glad to have you with us. Appreciate the mercy of the Lord. And looking at traffic here this afternoon, it looks like they were working on the tunnel in the gorge earlier, but that has since cleared. Not a problem today. We're a little slow going up onto the bridge today. If you're following 26 West through navigating through Asheville and on up going to Tennessee, getting up on the bridge is slow. It's also slow coming down there around Hill Street as you drop down and start to get ready on the bridge, get on the bridge, coming down 26 where it merges with Patton and 240. It's slow right there, and that's also backing up all the way through town, all the way over beyond Town Mountain Road, okay? So, yeah, that's the downtown this afternoon, and it's all keying there on the bridge. Backups into town and backups up toward UNC. That direction, and that's for traffic coming, I guess we'd still call that east, okay? Even though it's west, it would be called east. And so, yeah, east is west and west is east in Asheville, yeah. But that's, I might as well leave that alone. But, yeah, right is wrong and wrong is right in Asheville. And so it might, why not east being west and west being east, right? Yeah, backwards. All right, let's see what else we got. We are off the pace on 26, but it's not bad, and it's raining, so it's in the construction zone, so it doesn't nothing really to comment about. A little busier on 25 and 25A than yesterday, but then still not bad, okay? If we drop down, somebody's asking me about the roundabout. When's the roundabout going to be finished? And the answer is I have no idea when it's going to be finished. I do know this. They're putting the finished dirt in the roundabout. Yep. They were going to get it from us, but it didn't work out. So that's the reason I know a little bit about that. They were going to get the dirt from us, but it, again, did not work out. So, but they are putting finishing dirt in. I mean, they're ready to sow grass. I saw it today on part of it. So I don't think that we're far out. I don't. But again, it is going, everybody's used to just cutting through it and just going around the little curve and going on. They don't understand that when you go into it, I mean, you're going to have to do a hard right-hand turn, especially going toward Brevard. If you're in the inner lane, you're going to have to do a hard right, and I do mean a hard right, and circle, hug the sidewalk all around, and then go then turn right again. Yeah, it's going to be interesting when they open that thing up. It's going to be tough. And, yeah, it's going to be tough. Somebody told me today that there's a little lady And she was sitting at the intersection there at Acosta Road and the Acosta Bypass at that roundabout. And she was sitting there, and every car that would come by, she'd toot the horn at them and give them this mean look. And everyone would come by, she'd toot the horn and give them a mean look. So apparently she thought they were supposed to stop and let her go. But that's not how it works. The one in the roundabout has the right-of-way. And you're supposed to merge into the right, into it without stopping if you can. That's how they work. But she didn't get that. And so she was sitting there giving mean looks and honking her horn at everybody that come by her. Because they didn't stop and let her in. Yeah, it's two-lane, most of them, two-lane. Two-lane roundabouts. You're supposed to merge in. Anyway, yeah, they'll figure it out. Well, I don't know if they'll figure it out or not. There'll be a lot of bent sheet metal probably before it's over. But that's the way they're supposed to work anyway. And then again, I haven't seen it, but I'm told that they are possibility of the next one starting pretty quick on the heels of this one getting finished at Pisgah Forest. And the way I understand, it's going to be a double at Pisgah Forest at 276 and at Walmart. So I heard. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Let's go to Greenville right quick. Normal slowdowns on the construction there on either side of the Pelham, I-85 north and south. And everything else looks like they're doing okay. And I don't see the rain down there that we're getting here. And don't see it. No, we're getting the rain, but I don't see it down there. As a matter of fact, down there right now, Greer, it is a warm 69 degrees, and they're 70 in Greenville. Yeah, that's current. 70 degrees, 73 degrees in Woodruff. That's, yeah, you can't complain about that, can you? On the 8th day of February, 73 degrees. At the Asheville Airport, it is quite different. Asheville Airport is only at 57 degrees with a haze and, of course, now a mist and a rain. We're already down to 51. So imagine that. Here at the studios, we're at 51. And in Woodruff, they're at 73. 22 degrees differential. And it's with this little front that's coming through. There's much cooler air behind this. 70s out in front of it and 50s in behind it. That's one of those you can visualize, you know, as you see it coming through. Tonight, 49 with clouds. And then for Thursday, 70% chance of rain, breeze 58. So it won't be much warmer than it is right now. For tomorrow night, 50% chance of showers, 41. Friday, 40% chance of rain, 58. Friday night, 40% chance of rain, 38. Now watch these temperatures. 38 for Friday night. Saturday, our high is only 47. And this is the one I'm watching. Saturday night, 33. So it's going to be close. Right now, there's not anything. They're not talking about it. Basically, what they're saying is that the showers, the precipitation will move out, and then the temperature will drop. When I started watching this a few days ago, you know, there actually was the word snow in the long-range forecast. They have since retracted that. But let me tell you what I've been watching. They do the models, and they model, when we're talking about weather, there are two parts of the atmosphere. There is the troposphere, which is the part that we're in, and the part that the airplanes fly in. And then there is the stratosphere. And the stratosphere is on up there where the balloon flew in the other day. Well, the polar vortex is a cold air mass, and it's almost like a cyclone, for lack of a better way of putting it. It forms over the North Pole and sometimes over the South Pole, and it's like a cold air cyclone. And it covers a big part of the top of the world. Well, if the air is cold aloft and coal beneath, it tends to tighten up. And so it gets smaller, and the polar vortex just kind of hangs out right around the Arctic Circle and occasionally lop over into Siberia and Canada. But it's pretty consistent. But when you have a warming of the stratosphere, and it is predicted for next week, a warming of the stratosphere, it does not necessarily equate to warmer temperatures on the surface, but what it does is, it's just the opposite. If the stratosphere up high is tight, then if you can imagine a tornado, okay, so the top of it's tight, then the bottom of it's going to be tight, right, on the ground. If you get warmer air aloft, that's going to cause the top to expand. It's going to be warmer up top. It's going to be less stable. With that, it's going to cause the polar vortex on the ground to distort and wobble like a tornado would. You've seen a tornado run back and forth side to side as it moves forward. Same idea. We had that one outbreak at Christmas when we had that extreme cold air coming into the deep south. That was one big lop over, but there was, and part of it was because it was warmer aloft in the stratosphere. We're fixing to see that again. What does that mean? It just means instability. That's all it means. That the polar vortex may become distorted and may become, I guess distorted is a better word. I guess the best word I can think of. But less predictable. Can I say it that way? Lop in here and lop in there, and maybe a part of it drop down and a part of it not. And yeah, that's what I'm. Instead of being tight up top of the world, it's going to kind of wobble. And as it wobbles, you know, our weather's been fairly consistent since Christmas. You think about it. Our temperatures haven't varied that much. We've been a very warm winter, and things have been pretty predictable. That could change. I'm just saying it could change because that very predictable, tight, super cold stratosphere is, there's the models say it is warming. There's some warm air has been thrown aloft kind of and injected into it. And as a result of that, it then may mix things up. We may see it, may not see it. When, let me look at the calendar. So, what's the day? Today's the 8th, right? Okay, so the models are showing this about a little over a week out. So let's just say 10 days out. That would put it about the 17th. Yeah. So not this weekend, the weekend after Valentine's Day would be the weekend where. And again, I'm not predicting something that weekend. I'm just saying that we will no longer have the stability of the very cold stratosphere and the polar vortex. It will erode and loosen up, and it will be warmer. And as a result of that, yeah, I think I've probably explained it more than necessary. Okay, 8th day of the month of February. And I didn't get to be here yesterday. It was the last ball game. My grandsons were playing basketball as homeschoolers with Temple Baptist out of Asheville. And so yesterday was their last game. And so I needed to go to it. So I took off over there. Then I had to come back and teach Bible college last night. And I did not get to wish my mother a happy birthday yesterday, Maureen Henson Angel. And yesterday was her birthday, and she was 89 years old yesterday, born the 7th day of February, year of our Lord, 1934, right in the heart of the Depression, in a sharecropper's home in Oconee County. Yeah, just now not far from Pickens, Walhalla. That home place is now underwater. The lake covered it up. Yep. And so, yeah, sure did. And so, all right, let me again say thank you to folks today for the general operating budget. sponsored by the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Hendersonville. Thank you, the Lord, for sending Pastor Josh Martin and his wife Pamela to the church. And they're also thankful for all they do for the congregation. And we'd like to say, give thanks to, congratulations to the Martins, and appreciate them. And thanks to Pleasant Hill for sponsoring this day in their honor. God bless you. Network budget sponsored by faithful listeners to the glory of God. Now, somebody said, well, preacher, what does that mean when y'all do that? Well, coming up during Share-a-thon, which is only 18 days away, we will be taking day sponsors. And for a gift of $400 for the general budget or $400 for the network budget, you can have that, whatever you'd like said, within a time limit. Just because of our programming, we can't read half a chapter. You know, we just can't because we're so tight on programming. But we can do basically what I did just a moment ago. We can something in honor of someone, something in memory of someone. You know, certainly glad to do that. And it is a tax-deductible gift of $400. And then for your gift for that, then we would say thank you by announcing that. During the Share-a-thon, we'll announce it. And then we'll announce it on the day you sponsor. It'll be announced 24 times, every hour, both the network and the general, every hour. And it'll also show up on our website in print all day, the day that you sponsor. So, yeah, you're getting, yeah, you're, and by the way, because we simulcast both, the whole time the AM's on, the network, they're getting both. And then when the AM goes off, you're still getting WGCR.net and, of course, the FM on air. And then you're getting also the webpage, and it's $400. And so, yeah. And then we're going to start taking those pledges at 4 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th. Let me check that date. Yeah, Sunday, 4 p.m., the 26th. You can come or you can call. 4 p.m. Sunday, the 26th, we'll start taking pledges for Share-a-thon 2023. All right? Hallelujah. All right. Well, we're glad again for you being with us. We're grateful to the Lord, and we're praying today for the wayward Christian to be revived and alive in Christ. And that's our prayer request for day 18, countdown to Share-a-thon. Thank you. God bless you. And I've had some people ask, preacher, what kind of schedule are you on this year? Well, I guess I'd say it this way. We're back to the post-COVID norm, I guess would be where we are. I don't know that we'll ever be back where we were, you know, but we're back to the post-COVID norm. We're welcoming folks to attend any of the services, welcome them to eat, welcome them to attend. We'll be doing a preacher's fellowship on Friday night, but it will be a little more low key, and it'll just be cake and coffee basically downstairs. And so, that's coming up. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to what the Lord's going to do during the days of Share-a-thon. Welcoming this afternoon in the state of Alabama, Hazel Green and Birmingham, multiple Birminghams. In the state of Alaska, Anchorage. And did I say in the state of Arkansas, Springdale. Glad to have Springdale with us. In California, the town of El Monte. In St. Lucia, the capital city of Castries. In Florida, Davenport is with us. Georgia, Nicholson is with us. Also Augusta and Covington. In Idaho, Pocatello. In Kentucky, we've got Lexington and Campbellsville. In Michigan, Ann Arbor and Manchester. In New Jersey, Mount Laurel. And in New York, Nassau. In North Carolina, we have Hendersonville, Morrisville, Waynesville, Brevard, Weaverville, Camp Lejeune, Greensboro, Ennis, Charlotte. I'm trying to dig through and get the unique ones instead of saying them so many times. Dayton, Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, a couple of times. In South Carolina, we got a good gang today. We've got Lancaster, Rock Hill, Greer, Fort Mill, Greenville, several in Houston, Texas today. I know the United Kingdom is lit up, but I don't know what region or what town. Europe is with us, but I don't know what country. It's just Europe's own, but I can't tell. It's all, it says Europe, and then it says unknown, unknown. So I don't know anything past that. And then a bunch of places in America that are unknown today. And I don't know. But I appreciate folks being with us. Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you very, very much. All right. Fort Lee's with us up in Virginia. God bless you. Appreciate the Colonel being on today. Also, let me see here. Somebody said, did I hear you correctly say that we are in the Trumposphere? Okay. Can't even give the weather, can I? It's actually pronounced, I think, troposphere, but okay. Yeah, interesting. Somebody just sent me a notice that Jill Biden kissed the second husband, I guess is what he would be called. If she's the first lady, then Kamala Harris's husband is, I guess, what, the second man? She kissed him on the lips. Yeah? Jill Biden kissed Kamala Harris's husband in the mouth on live television. So, okay. Interesting. Did I watch it? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? No. What do you think about Minnesota becoming a sanctuary state for children wanting to become transgender? Let me tell you something. Minnesota is a conservative state if you get outside of the few big towns. The problem is there's not enough people in Minnesota to outvote the liberal cities. If you can find one, find you a county-by-county map in the last presidential election or in the House and Senate, doesn't matter. Find you a county-by-county map and look at it. The United States of America is bright red with blue dots. And the blue dots are the big cities. I'm talking about places that you would think would be liberal. We're conservative. In the counties, get away from the big cities, country people voted conservative. Look at it. Look at it for yourself. I challenge you. Look at it for yourself and see what I'm talking about. It was an eye-opener for me. It really was. It stunned me. Stunned me big time. Yeah. So, well, that's, anyway, I won't go there. There's a whole lot of things that I'd like to say, but there's also a whole lot of things that I shouldn't say. I know that's true. So, yeah, I better walk on. You know, I find out sometimes. I'm not over the Chinese transgression, okay? I'm not over that. Let me give you some reasons that I'm not over that. Let me give you some reasons that I think China is our number one threat. Okay? It is a fact. Donald Trump tried to ban it from the United States. TikTok. It is actively collecting data on Americans who use TikTok. That's a fact. I know an engineer in a secure facility who brought in a consulting group to test their internet security. So this group came in, they went through the logs, they tried to break in, they tried to get in through different ways. And they came to the engineer and they said, okay, what's this connection right here to China? And the engineer said, we don't have any connections to China. They said, no, no, look right here. Here it is here, here it is here, and here it is here. You know what it was? A security camera made in China that they bought and installed and put on their network was sending data back to Red China in a secure facility. It was a back end in that camera, and that camera was sending footage and collecting information in our area and sending it back to the motherland of China. It's a fact. It's also a fact that Beijing, they are wide open in developing alternate currency, including crypto, to the United States dollar in an effort to undermine our financial system. That's not hearsay. We know it's true. We know it's a fact. And someone defended them and saying, well, it's just that our dollar is so strong against their yuan, they are just trying to weaken the dollar so that they can buy more American goods. And my answer to that is in Greek, hagi washi. I don't believe that for a second they would collapse the American dollar if given the opportunity. I've got a problem with China bullying their neighbors and threatening our allies. A group of Philippine fishermen were run off of a reef that they have fished for hundreds of years, all the way back to the conquest of Spain. That reef and that island has been claimed by the Spanish Empire and by the Philippine Empire. And yet, China strong-armed the Filipinos recently, about 2 weeks ago, and ran them out of the water, said it was not theirs. And we are now adding American servicemen and women to 5 new bases in the Philippines as a response to it. It is a fact that the Chinese Communist Party are trying to dominate many international institutions and trying to ensure policies that favor the communist advancement. That's not hearsay. We know it's true. It's true in the UN, and it's true in anything they've got a hand in. They're trying to promote communism, and they're trying to destroy the democratic process and our republic. To the point, a communist disinformation. A lot of people don't understand. The communists were responsible for much of what was said against Donald Trump. But here's the crazy part. They're taking both sides of everything. They come out in favor of Donald Trump and said that he wasn't stepping down as president and that he was going to, on Inauguration Day, he's going to have them all arrested. There was no truth to that. You know where that come from? China, and then their disinformation campaign. But here's the thing. China argues for pro-life, and then they argue for pro-death, both sides, to try to discourage and alienate and divide our country. And so anything they can do to stir the pot to try to get us to have our own civil war, they're doing it. So they don't care if they come out pro-life, pro-choice, doesn't matter. They're about destroying the country. This is a fact. Also, China is manipulating supply chains. Oh, no, they're not doing that. Really? Did you know that a few years ago they refused to take any containers back into the country? These shipping containers? No containers could come in. You had to bring an empty ship in. They would build new containers, and the only containers they would allow you to ship in were new Chinese-built containers. You know why they did that? To bolster the steel market and to put American Steel out of business. Then you know what they did last year? They held all of the containers where there were no other containers. They had yards and yards and yards full of containers. Not only did they quit building them, they would collect them. It wasn't just they took the ones that they would ship out. No, they were bringing whole shiploads in and keeping them. And it created a shortage for everybody else. You couldn't even get a container. A container that I could buy, any day of the week, I could buy a container for $2,000. Just got through paying $5,500, and it wasn't that good a container, and was glad to get it for $55,000 when I could have bought them for $2,000. A seaworthy 40-foot box. We use them all the time. $5,500 for one 40-foot box with a Coast Guard certificate on it. So I said, well, I know where there's one sitting. If they've been on the ground, chances are you can't use them. I'm talking about ones that can be shipped internationally. But if we want one, we own it, that's what you're going to pay for it. Because they held them all, manipulated the markets. And it's not just that. Their ambition is that everything America has become made in China, and us to become dependent upon that. So though then, when it becomes our food and what becomes our electronics and what becomes everything, all of our parts to fix everything that we have, then we are subservient to the Chinese. And that the American consumer becomes subject to, we're the borrower and we become subject to the lender. There's no question that's happening. There's no question that's true. And then I got a problem with biological warfare. There is no question at this point that COVID originated in Wuhan. There is no question that it got out and that it got over here. If you'll check it, a whole bunch of people from the Wuhan area came to the United States in the days after. And that's when it was first detected here. It was carried by Chinese mules that were infected with it. And they came here. I mean, Chinese mules, meaning a carrier. Chinese people came here, and that's how we got it. And of course, look what it did worldwide. But did you know that the Chinese have made billions off of the virus? They're the number one providers of face masks, the number one providers of face shields. They have become the number one provider of hand sanitizer. Anything to do with COVID, they have been number, and medical supplies. They have been the number one country shipping medical supplies. Why do you think it took so long to get here when it first started? Because it had to be shipped in from China. Yes. And if you don't believe that, follow me down to the warehouse and I will show you pallets and pallets and pallets of Chinese surgical gowns, face mask, shields, all the writings in Chinese. All of it. And now I can't give it away. It's fact. It was a money-making thing. Not counting, it depopulated much of China so they didn't have to take care of the old people anymore. It did a pretty good job of depopulating our rest homes too, didn't it? Sure did. Not counting how many million died outside the rest homes. And I was almost one of them. Do I have a problem? I do. I've got a huge problem with it. Yep. Yep. Anyway, one takeaway, I'm going to change gears. One takeaway from last night, I didn't see it, but one takeaway from someone who is gathers information from me and who did. There was one person wearing a mask out of the 535 congressmen and senators and the Supreme Court and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and all the visitors in the balcony. The TV only showed one person wearing a mask, and his name was Bernie Sanders. No one else was wearing a mask in that tight environment. And forget COVID. What about type A flu? Oh, my goodness. What happened with that? I wonder. it's against the law. I mean, they're going to put you in jail if you don't wear a mask. And then they didn't wear a mask. I don't know. 4412 says, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you. So, and of course, there, if you there are published reports that say that the communist bloc would like to divide up North America. Russia would like to have Alaska and Canada, and China would like to have the continental United States. Yeah. And I've got a fire department who's telling me, said, COVID hit, all of the N95 masks, everything that we received, it was all written in Chinese. Yep. I'm telling you. And by the way, communists think nothing more about killing off several million people. They would think nothing more about that than you would thin the corn in your garden. Too many corn comes up, so you go through it and thin it. You pull out every other plant or something. That's what they would think about. Just like you would thin your garden because you got too much corn come up or too many bean plants, and you'd thin it. That's what they would think about depopulating the planet. It means nothing to them. No. There is no moral compass at all in the whole scheme of things. Well, some good news. Okay, let me give you some good news. We keep following fuel prices, and on Monday, there at the airport, Chiefs from Wing finds Murphy. And so we don't have any stock in Murphy, but the cheapest we can find is Murphy there at the airport in Asheville. $3.12 Monday, $4.35 for diesel. But today, gasoline dropped 3 cents since Monday, $3.09. But watch this. Diesel has dropped 9 cents since Monday, $4.26 a gallon for diesel. So I said, well, I don't burn diesel. Yeah, but everything comes from China burns diesel. You can't have diesel to get here. Everything you buy at Walmart and Ingles has diesel attached to it. I guarantee it does. And so, yeah, it's a good thing. We're glad. Yeah, that's a glad. In Asheville, Sam's has lowered the price of gasoline to $3.03. And by the way, a lot of that comes from conservation. People just not using as much. And that's about the only thing we got. So it's only really weapon we have as consumers is just cut back. And whether we're cutting back because we're mad at them for it, or whether we just cut back because we can't afford it. Either way, a cutback increases supply, and the increase of supply will automatically lower the price. Yep, just saying, okay? All right, I want to share this with you. We have already had the Share-a-thon t-shirts printed. They are here right now in the bookstore. They're a dark, what they call heather gray, with white print. And we have children's sizes and adult sizes. They are $15 each. They're available at the bookstore. And Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you'd like a shirt mailed to you, then it's going to cost an extra $5. Okay? And if you'd like to place a short shirt order, you can call during business hours and call Christy here at 884-9427 or email christy.johnson@wgcr.net. Christy.johnson, Christy with an I, two I's. Christy ends in an I, .johnson@wgcr.net. And this is what it says. It says, 2023, that's the God I serve. And our verse is 1 Samuel 12:24, for consider how great things he hath done for you. And so the WGCR Radio 2023, that's the God I serve t-shirt and the Share-a-thon t-shirt. Many of you have been collecting these over the years. They're here early. You don't have to wait to Share-a-thon. You don't have to wait till the Saturday after. You can get them now and wear them to Share-a-thon. They are available. Yes, they are. And you are welcome. Glad for you to do that. Also, I want to mention that we are doing some resetting in the warehouse. We are giving away, I know if they've not been spoken for, we have two I think, working hospital beds. We have a number of wheelchairs, crutches, walkers, potty chairs, shower chairs, and that sort of stuff. We're not getting out of it. We're just getting rid of a surplus. We have so much. And we have two electric wheelchairs. No guarantees as to batteries, chargers, or whether they work or not, but we have two. And so if someone wanted to take them with no investment, then you could afford to work on them. Okay, we have two battery-powered wheelchairs. And again, we will make those available. Everything I just mentioned is free. Okay, everything I just mentioned is free. I mentioned the PPE. We have these surgical gowns, and I call it that. If you can imagine a lab technician, they put on like a smock that closes in the back. It's got the elastic around both wrists, and it comes plumb up on your neck, and you tie a drawstring around your waist, and it's made out of a cloth that has kind of a cotton-like stuff. Well, it's almost like a paper, but it's got a slick finish to it. In other words, blood would not penetrate it. Ink would not penetrate it. So if you can imagine somebody doing a blood draw or even somebody doing surgery, they wear this and they just wad it up and throw it away. I bet you we've got 10,000 of those things. You could use it to change oil in your car. You could use it to cook in and wad it up and throw it away. Tons of them. Got medium-sized latex gloves. We have got face visors, these face visors that come on and you use it one time, throw it away. Yeah, band goes around your head. We've got hand sanitizer. We have got booties, like a doctor would put on to go into surgery, the little booties that goes on your feet. We got tons of them things. But I noticed that utility come out the other day to work on the cable, and they put those things on and come in the house, keep from tracking the floor. Well, we got thousands of them, thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And somebody said, well, ship them somewhere that needs them. They don't want no more. I've been to the health department. They don't want no more. I have been to the sheriff's department. They don't want no more. I have talked to fire departments. They don't want any more. The Chinese did a good job of overselling us. And now we can't even give it away. So we're facing going to have to haul it to the landfill if I can't get it to move because I can't store it. Don't have room. So, if you would like to load up on some of this stuff for your personal use, you help yourself. All right? We'll have it sitting out front. But we're asking people don't come on the property after dark, but you can come during daylight hours. And anything outside, you are welcome. Okay? All right. And so, on the countdown toward the presidential election, the gas starts coming down. Yep, that's it. Sterile gowns? Yeah, I guess so. They're surgical gowns, is what it says on them. And I got two colors. I got yellow ones and white ones. Sure do. And, but they're the, again, they're impervious to bodily fluids. That's the idea behind it. So kids with ink or anything you're doing, something nasty, dirty job, I ought to send some to, what's his name, Roe. Dirty jobs, you know, you can put that on and then wad it up and take it off and throw it away. And all you want. Kids could use them for smocks for finger painting projects. Pretty big for kids, but yeah, I get the point, yeah. And so, use them for haircuts. Sure. Put around somebody, yep, absolutely. So come get all you want. There are packs and packs and packs and cases and cases and cases of them. And, I mean, if nothing else, you could lay them down flat and use them for paint drop cloths. Paint won't go through them. Nope, it won't go through them. I mean, they'll lay out kind of flat, except for the sleeves. So anyway, glad to get shed of them, okay? Glad to get shed of them. All right, well, glad to have you with us this afternoon. We do appreciate the mercy of the Lord. I've got to go home and change, so I got to go. I didn't change before I come in this afternoon, so I got to run to the house and change before service tonight. So let me bid you adieu, and we will see you tomorrow afternoon. Around 5:15. You have several prayer requests, several things the Lord knows about, burdening on our heart, and asking God to intervene in a number of issues. Okay? And those that are sick, I wanted to remember this, if you will, that we had been praying for a long time since it happened. There's a preacher up in Wilkesboro, and he got poisoned, something he ate, and it attacked his body, and they pronounced him brain dead. And so we raised some money for his funeral, and then they said, wait a minute, he's not dead after all. They went to take his organs, and he wasn't dead. And it's Pastor Ryan Marlowe. He is coming home tomorrow from Atlanta. Now, he's on a vent. Can't breathe on his own yet, but he's coming home tomorrow. You believe that? That's right. Yes. So, pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing. So remember that family, if you will, okay? Thank you so much. Let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, help us, I pray. We need your help, Lord. And we're asking you, Lord, that you would do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Lord, may the mind of Christ be ours, and Lord, may the will of God be our desire above everything else. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given, for all you've forgiven. We give you glory. And I pray that you continue to intervene in the affairs of mankind, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for being on board. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Till we meet again, whether on the air, in the air, may God richly bless you, is our prayer.